Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Last time we were in a storm, we lost you, and I'm not doing it again.
Well, it's invisible.
I'm going to cast.
Or Jack can turn you into a giant ape.
Red is gonna hop back.
Barking like a madman.
Kraloth and Red can handle themselves.
I'm okay, Red.
I should shame it, and you know what? I will.
In the last second, Jack is able to throw up a hand.
Golden hair today, gone tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy.
Where'd everyone go?
Jack's looking real dexterous, slipping on his ass over here.
How about we start with what's your traveling arrangement?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, we don't talk about it, but at night we all snuggle.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, different kind of arrangement.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is episode 145, Fall Between the Cracks.
MVP this week goes to Crego, who's joined us on Discord. Crego dropped some sweet compliments on our doorstep in general chat, saying that the RP in Dice Shame is right up there with the best I've ever heard. Well, thanks, Crego.
Thanks, Crego.
Hope you're enjoying your workday podcast binge, my friend.
Reckless A Talk is a podcast hosted by our friends at Reckless Attack. Each episode, Nathan sits down for an in-depth conversation with a member of the TTRPG community to shine a spotlight on not only their work, but who they are as a person. Last week, Joe and I had the pleasure of sitting down and chatting about anything and everything that excites us about our hobby. Check it out and their show at recklessattack.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a lot of fun.
Blast.
All right, should we play some D&D?
Let's do it!
True to the word of the old dwarf, soon after you leave the mining town, the snow begins. And it doesn't stop for 3 days.
Wow.
As you journey out into the valley of Kedroon and up into the mountains, your passage is made very difficult by this gusting wind, and the thick snow forms clods on your faces and clothes. You're forced to trudge through this just waist high in places, these drifts of snow.
Or shoulder high, as a dwarf would be.
For the dwarf, it's a little bit more discouraging, perhaps.
Maybe we should have thought about snowshoes.
Too late.
Damn.
I thought those come with the cold weather gear, but maybe we...
Yeah, you guys probably sold them or fed them to Shale or something.
Mm.
It's about midday on your third day of travel out from Fozek Mining Town. When you come to... Hold on, how do I introduce this combat?
Mm. Roll for initiative.
What? What? Roll for initiative is a good way to start. That's an old reliable, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you come out after 3 days, roll for initiative.
How about we start with what's your traveling arrangement?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, we don't talk about it, but at night we all snuggle.
Yeah. Oh, you mean...
Different kind of arrangement. I mean order. Yeah.
What's your marching order? I don't want to say what's your marching order because then everyone's like, oh, I'm going to have to roll for initiative.
But you just told us.
No, but the audience doesn't know that.
Is it... Well, is it too much to assume, Kralot, that Doran might be wanting to ride on your shoulders or something?
No, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Grayloth is cool with that.
That used to be my job.
Oh, no.
I'm just too short for the snow, Red.
Red pouts. Evil Kralot. Battle
of. Yeah. That's totally fine. Or Jack can turn you into a giant ape.
Yeah, for an hour. We've got 3 days of traveling, so that, that only gets us so far.
Yeah.
I imagine Red's got to be leading the way, finding all the trails around the snow drifts and the easiest path or whatever.
Red is leading the way. Come on, everyone!
Not a lot of trees up here, I imagine.
Not too many trees. It's a sparse valley.
Barely see them.
So Red's up ahead. Kraloth and Doran, you're following along behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jack?
I was picturing Jack right behind Red, sort of updating his map mentally as he goes, you know, a little bit less encumbered by the cold weather because he's got this lovely rune keeping him a little bit warm.
Sure.
Oh, that's cool. As Jack walks, there's like a little bit of snow melting in front of him.
The cold doesn't bother him. He's got this lovely Ild rune gem
thing.
Like
fucking Elsa from Frozen.
Yeah.
Well, the cold doesn't bother Red either because also mine thing does that, which is...
He just does the opposite.
But for different reasons.
No, it doesn't. We talked about this. Mine also... Like, I literally...
Is yours also cold resistant?
Resistant to fire damage, but I have advantage on stealth in snowy terrain.
Uh-huh.
So what the fuck does that mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't that mean that then I would be... Plus, I can make snow happen, like Elsa.
Oh, yeah. You're very snowy. You're just also susceptible to snow.
Cold.
This is weird. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I feel like Red would have a rope that he's holding on to that's tied around Doran's waist. And he's just, like, casually holding on to it. Last time we were in a storm, we lost you. And I'm not doing it again.
It's very smart.
It's like an insurance policy.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think there's lessons learned from that time. We went even further north than this.
But I'm also picturing, like, you know, a toddler at the mall that's wearing a harness, you know? It's like that. I don't need it. It's like around his, like, shoulders and his chest. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because you got lost that one time.
I did. That's right. Well, Doran's on top of Kraloth's shoulders.
He's on Kraloth's shoulders, which is why
it's funny. There's like a connector from Red to Doran, and the Doran's on the back of Kraloth, and then Jack's in between us.
Yeah.
Jack's constantly batting away this rope that's floating around his head.
Stop tugging on the rope, Red. You're throwing me off balance.
I just want to make sure you stay close.
Jack's using his mage hand to hold onto the rope.
Doran's like whispering down to Kraloth, you know, I really do appreciate this. I just can't walk in this deep snow. I just can't see anything. I don't know where you guys are going.
It's okay, Doran. Between you and me, your beard is keeping my head warm.
Maybe this will keep you warm, too.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry about this, Kraloth.
Was that a fart sound?
Yeah.
Are you doing fart sounds? Oh, no.
Fart sounds, God.
All of a sudden, plumes of snow erupt from the ground as if picked up by some great exhalation, revealing the entrances to large burrows. And from the darkness, skittering legs propel hairy white bodies. I spy spiders!
Ice arachne!
Oh no!
Everybody roll for initiative.
Ice spiders. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. All right, Kraloth, with your new buff, what'd you get for your niche?
8.
Ooh.
Almost double digits.
Wow.
Doran, what'd you get?
A 6.
Oh.
Oh, no. Red, what did you get?
18.
Nice.
Jack?
13.
All right, Red, start us off. What do you do? There's two spiders up ahead of you, two spiders to your left, and then the skittering of other spiders behind you.
Holy moly! That's my turn.
It's a great start.
I'll say holy moly and
defer.
I'm just gonna do a free action.
No, not defer.
We don't
just gonna waste my turn.
We don't have a plus 15 anymore, right? That was gone long ago.
To our hit points.
That doesn't like carry
that's
over.
Long gone. Right?
Okay. It's like 17 days ago.
Yep. Just making sure it doesn't carry over.
All right. Six. Red is gonna hop back and run towards his buddies in the back. I'm going to do my full movement and end my turn just before Doran. That should give me a little bit of space. Then I'm going to fire one of my shots at the spiders off to the northwest of me.
Mm-hmm.
And as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Hail of Thorns.
Hail.
Hail of Thorns. So I'm going to have to hit this first and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
16 to hit.
16 hits.
Nice.
Nice.
It is Perfect. Snowing, but it's just kind of drifting down.
Cool.
Okay.
So, I hit that creature with my attack, which does a whopping, and I'm assuming safely that these are not humanoids.
Hmm.
Oh, they are. They have these terrifying human faces.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Imagine Driders? How cool that would be.
Just kidding. Monsters. I don't know what that is.
That's going to be 22 damage on the first one.
Ooh.
And
flat.
A rain of thorns sprout up from my arrow as it drives into the abdomen of the first frost spider. And the creature within 5 feet of it, so the one to the south of it, has to make a dex saving throw. And the DC is 14, I believe.
All right. I rolled a 17.
Blast. It takes it will take half of 1d10. So one to the south will take, well, what's half of 7? You round down?
Yes.
So 3. The one in the south will take 3 damage.
Spicy.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. And each creature within 5 makes a dex saving throw. So the original made the dex saving throw, took an additional 3. The one in the south also needs to make a dex saving throw.
Ooh, that's only a 12.
Perfect. So that one in the south will take the full 7 points.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Perfect. And then I'm going to attack again.
Great.
Ooh, I rolled a natural 1, but a 15 on my other die, which plus 5 is going to be a dirty 20.
Excellent. You hit.
And I think in this one, I will use my bursting arrow.
Wow.
I endue my arrow with force energy from the school of evocation. The arrow detonates after my attack. So immediately after it hits, the target and all other creatures within 10 feet take an additional 2d6 force damage. So I'm going to do damage on that one I hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to add an additional 1d8 for my slayer die. First one that I hit takes 28 damage.
And it dies.
Quick.
Squick.
And the one, again, to the south of it is going to take 8 damage.
Nice.
As a massive explosion sounds out across the icy plain.
Ooh.
And I've used up one of my 3 arrows today.
Red, you hear the ground to shift.
Oh, no.
Jack, your turn.
Shifty ground is not good. Yeah, I think Kieran starts to run at that spider that Red had injured, kind of like to fake it out, to just barking like a madman, just to try and distract it enough to get Jack an opening to get some help trying to hit it with his firebolt.
Mm-hmm. So Kieran runs up right next to it.
He will run within 5 feet of it, barking like a crazy hound, trying to, you know, nip at its pedipalps to, you know, give...
I love that word.
It's such a fun word. To give Jack an opening with Firebolt, he got a 20.
Hey, nice. Absolutely.
For 11 fire damage.
Marvelous. And, I mean, surprise, surprise, these creatures do not appear to like fire damage.
Excellent.
Yeah, that firebolt catches the creature right in the pedipalps, exactly where you were aiming, and the pedipalps singe right off.
Beautiful. Then I'm going to sort of run to the other side of it, sort of keeping south of it just to get out of the middle of the lot of them.
It's the spider's turns, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the spider's turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need to get some fiery magic stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 2, 4, 6 spiders on the map currently.
Mm-hmm.
Spider number one, let's say, is the one that's been injured a bunch. Its pedipalps were singed directly off, and it's right beside Kieran. It's going to just take a bite at a crime. And by crime, I mean Kieran. 21 to hit. Kieran takes 6 piercing damage.
Ow. Kieran poofs into a puff of celestial light.
Aw. Gone again.
Unless Kieran had a treat.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Nope.
Golden hair today, gone tomorrow.
That's bad. The next spider scuttles after you, Jack, and finds you behind the piece of rock where you were cowering, and it flings a web at you.
Cleverly hidden.
Cleverly hidden.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's only a 14 to hit.
That will miss.
Oh,
okay.
Thank goodness.
You dodge out of the way of this sticky webbing. However, other spiders are on their way. One of them crawls from the opening in the rocks towards you and flings another web in your direction. Jack, scuttling towards you in the snow. That's a 19 to hit.
Yeah, I don't... I think... It would, in the last second, Jack is able to throw up a hand and have a shield of force appear to sort of catch the web and stop it from, you know, moving forward towards me and fall to the ground.
That would look kind of neat, you know, like this web catches this shield and then the shield disappears and the web just kind of falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Kind of a neat visual.
Another spider scuttles towards you down where Red, Doran, and Kraloth are standing towards the south. And it flings a web at... who am I going to fling a web at?
Fling a web.
I'll fling a webby at you.
I'll fling a webby at you.
Kraloth, this web is flung toward you with an 8 to hit.
It misses.
Take that.
Doran actually swings Orc Splitter down and blocks the web with his axe.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
These two remaining spiders actually are going to continually fling webs. They're all flinging. It's their favorite thing to do.
All kinds of web flinging around here.
Fling party.
The two remaining spiders fling webs, one towards you, Red, with a 16 to hit.
That misses.
And one towards you, Doran. Oof, that's only a 13.
That's gonna also miss.
All right, Kraloth, it's your turn.
All right, Kraloth is going to kneel down and let Doran off of his shoulders.
Thank you.
And as he rises back up, he's going to take a couple steps forward, but not directly towards the spiders, but still right next to Red. And he's going to cast...
I'm going to cast...
Spirit Guardians as a level 4.
Spirit Guardian? Cool.
So a bunch of... wisps, these purple and yellow wisps begin to rise out of the snow and surround Kraloth within 15 feet.
Marvelous.
Yeah, that's all Kraloth's going to do this time.
Okay, sounds good. Doran, it's your turn.
Doran sees the spiders approaching himself, Kraloth, and Red.
Mm-hmm.
And then also looks over and sees Jack kind of starting to get cornered and figures, Kraloth and Red can handle themselves. And he dashes over, not a true dash, but runs over with full movement to this spider that's kind of starting to get Jack cornered.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to do that and make a full-on, you know, charging attack against this spider. And actually, I think that's bad luck to roll my damage at the same time.
You think it's bad luck?
A little bit. I do, yeah. So that's going to be a 28 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Nice.
Excellent.
Doing 18 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut the back four legs off of this spider that's standing here.
Leave Jack alone!
Comes down.
Who's Jack?
Thanks, Doran.
No problem. And then he takes another swing at the same spider who's not dead, right?
Correct. Not dead yet.
Hitting with a 26.
Not dead yet.
Point at
yes.
26 to hit. Doing 16 points of damage.
Okay.
Sinking his large axe blade into the thorax of this spider. Do spiders have a thorax? Is that what the ab?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
they
that's the back.
Sure do. Or the abdomen. Maybe they just have the head and the abdomen.
Yeah, whatever that back part is. We should all really bone up on our anatomy of a spider.
We're not
the butt.
Spider scientists.
Abdomen. Yeah. It's the abdomen.
Oh.
But they have a thorax.
Because it's where the coccyx connects. It's that, which is the hip joint where the first
coccyx.
So, what's the
big part of the back? Is that the abdomen?
That's the abdomen.
Dick sick.
Okay. Yeah. Doran sinks his large axe head into the abdomen. You know, the web maker of this spider.
Leave him alone!
Well, those are the spinnerets.
Amazing. You totally do that, and it's fucking radical.
Doran throws his hair back, not thinking much of it.
He's too cool for this.
That's right. Meanwhile, the ground shakes again and shudders.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
And it is with despair that you realize that the holes and the tunnels that were dug by these creatures are beginning to collapse under your weight.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
Everyone make a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity?
Mm-hmm.
Dexterity?
I'm not rolling very well tonight.
Me neither.
Mm. What do we get?
16.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're not rolling well?
8.
Oh.
That's more my style.
0.
Oh.
No!
Really? Yep.
Jack's looking real dexterous, slipping on his ass over here.
Yep.
And a 9er for me.
Hey, there you go.
With a terrible groaning crack, the ground beneath you, Jack and Kraloth, trembles and gives way. You fall sliding on your butts into the darkness, into the spider cavern.
Do not want.
You'll slide on your bottom into the cavern. Into the cavern of the spider.
I'm guessing that's map side number 2.
Correct.
Please flip over your workbook.
You want me to roll for concentration?
Yes, so first, you failed your dexterity saving throw, and so you fell down into these icy crevasses, into the under caverns of the spider lair.
Yikes.
So I would like you to please make another dexterity saving throw to see if you can land on your feet after this slide, or whether you're going to take a little bit of falling damage.
Do you land on your feet, or do you land on your bums? Who's
15.
To say?
Hey, not bad.
12?
Yeah, both of you make it. You end up keeping your feet somehow through all this sliding snow and ice, and you don't take any falling damage. However, you look around you, and in the caverns around you, there are spiders, and there is darkness.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Oh, shit, there's spiders down here.
Where'd they go? Where'd everyone go?
Don't step in the crevice.
Oh, God. Doran.
Yeah, you like blink, and Kraloth's right in front of you, and you blink again, and then he's just gone.
They fell.
Yeah, Red, you're like standing on the edge of this crevasse.
They fell.
Red, panicked, looks over the edge to see if he can see Kraloth. Kraloth!
Kraloth! I'm okay, Red.
Yeah, you hear him call down to you, but you can't see him.
Do you need help? Are you okay?
There's a few down here, but I think I'm all right for now. I'm going to see if I can find... Actually, I think Jack's down here too.
Jack.
I'm going to see if I can find him.
Yeah, over here.
All right. I'll deal with the ones up here.
All right. Good luck.
And I'm going to pull back, and I'm going to fire at the one in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there's two to the east of me. I'll fire to the one that's closer. As a bonus action, I'm going to cast Fairy Fire.
Nice.
Fairy Fire.
So it has to make a dex save, DC 14.
Fairy Fire. Yeah.
Ooh, 18.
Damn. All
right. Yeah.
And I'm going to attack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it.
Ooh, that's good. 18 plus 5,
mm-hmm.
23 to hit.
It's like a perfect 90s show.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm Sailor Moon. What's your name? I'm Fairy Fire.
Fairy Fire.
Fairy Fire.
Fairy, fairy, fairy.
It's like Captain Planet, like that animation style.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Our own dear. 90s
Fairy Fire, the cartoon. 90s cartoon.
Yeah.
Japanese right. anime.
19 damage.
Wow. Good job. The arrow sings true and lands right in one of the spider's eye holes.
Cool. I'm going to fire again.
What an eye hole.
F-thunk, f-thunk.
I'm going to move north a little bit before I fire again. Mm. I'm going to stand on the edge of this crevasse.
Mm, careful.
And I'm going to attack again. That's a natural one.
Whoa. No. Whoa. Red.
Oof. And the arrow no goes luck. Wide.
Shame it.
Shame. Shame.
I should shame it. And you know what? I will. It, get out of here, shamey blue and black die.
A couple episodes ago, I rolled like ones in a row, and I really should have shamed
you
that
should
dice.
Have.
Well, I'm shaming it. Yeah. Goodbye, die. And I'm going to move about 30 feet away, and I'm going to end my turn there.
Ha-cha-cha-cha.
All right.
Whoops.
Good turn. Jack.
How far down do I think I fell?
Ooh, probably 50 feet.
50 feet.
I mean, this is the point, too, where Doran's like, oh, my God. And he yells down to you, Jack, are you okay?
I'm in one piece. There's a bunch of spiders, though. And just like reflexively, mentally, I'm going to push against this one that's right next to me up in my face. Just try and telekinetically shove it out of my way. Can it make me a strength saving throw?
Definitely. 5.
So with my mind, I yank it by the spinnerets 5 feet back away from me. Just so I have a little bit of breathing room.
Does it look the same as your mage hand?
Yeah, it's invisible. It's just casting a spell in my mind that requires no outward action to yank on this thing and throw it away.
I just love the idea of these like floating gloves just grab onto the back of the spinnerets. And
then Jack pulls out the opal of the Ild rune, and it starts to glow with a burning inner fire, and he pulls back his hand and rolls it like a flaming bowling ball that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger until there is this person-sized ball of fire standing between him and the spiders, and he uses that as some cover to sort of move around them in the cavern and try and keep this bonfire between him and these creatures.
Cool.
Perfect. And do you sort of scamper away?
Yeah, he moves sort of north in the cavern trying to hug the wall just to get a look around the corners to see if he can see any more enemies coming or you know, if you can find Kraloth down here or what he can see.
Yeah, to your left, the cavern that you're in extends farther north. And to your right, it seems like there's a couple of rough steps in the ice that lead towards kind of a fork in the tunnel.
Huh. All right, he's looking a little maze-like down here.
Mm.
Who can hear me?
I do.
Okay.
Who's that? Darn, is that your stomach?
No, it was Jack. He's underneath the ground doing magic.
Well, it's the creature's turns now.
Quite concerned for Kraloth down there, quite honestly.
So the first spider skitters away from this flame and then comes around the side of a pillar towards you, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Gets right up in your face and tries to launch itself at you, biting with its mandibles.
Mm, don't love it.
That is a 24 to hit you.
Yeah, that one does hit. Nothing I can do about those sharp face parts.
You take 7 piercing damage.
Ow.
Make a constitution saving throw.
I don't want to.
Against poison.
But you must.
Roll well, young friend.
11.
Hey, you save.
Nice. Well,
just save.
Well
just
done.
You saved.
And that's when the other spider comes around the side of the ball of flame at you.
It does the same thing.
Yep. But it actually can't get closer to you than just stay right beside the ball of fire. So that works in your advantage.
It does. It'll have to end its turn there.
That's a 18 to hit you.
That one also hits, yeah.
All right, you take 11 piercing damage.
Oh, that was maybe a bad choice.
Make another constitution saving throw, Jack.
Yeah. 13.
Nice.
Hey, you're fine.
Good job.
You feel poison in your veins, but you shake off its effects.
It hangs out near my fireball, this flaming person-sized sphere, and it's going to take 2d6 damage on a failed dexterity saving throw, or half as much.
10.
A 10 will fail, so it can get a little crispy for me, please.
Roll it.
Looks like spiders back on the menu.
8 fire damage as those hairs on the abdomen start to catch fire.
All right.
How do orcs know what a menu is?
Right?
Well.
That would mean that they know what restaurants are.
And I don't know if it's now bright light for 20 feet around it and dim light for an additional 20 feet, if that helps us see anything further.
See more spiders.
Yeah, just crawling with spiders.
Just out of the sight of darkness.
Somewhere else down the cavern, Kraloth, you are also surrounded by spiders.
Yes, but I'm also surrounded by floating wisps that whip through the tunnels and target anything that starts within 15 feet of me.
Amazing.
You should create a bubble around
Okay, well, these 3 spiders do start their turn within 15 feet of you.
Okay, so they have to roll a wisdom saving throw each.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that gets under 15 is going to take full damage, and then anything over is half damage.
I rolled 2 tens and a 14.
All right, so they're all going to take 19 points of damage as these wisps float and rip in and through their innards, and they dance and contort.
Oh, weird. What is this called?
Spirit Guardians.
Gross.
Right.
Yeah.
Through this disgusting, macabre dance of guardians, the spiders desperately walk towards you to try and make it stop. Oh, God, make it stop. And all 3 of them try to bite you. All
right.
That'll probably do it. That's a 23 to hit.
That does hit.
You take 9 piercing damage.
Okay.
Make a constitution saving throw.
All right. That's going to be 19.
All right. You're fine. The second one rolled a natural 1.
All right.
Ooh. Shame
and,
it.
And then that's a 13 rock to hit you. So that one misses as well. I am watching you. I just pulled out all new sets.
I've got
a red and yellow dice with white numbers that I am putting on blast right now.
I do.
But not formally shamed.
So the one that hit me, I take 9 damage, and I do have to do a constitution saving throw for concentration, which I get advantage on, luckily. And that's 17, or 20, actually, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're fine.
So the spell maintains.
Next, the spiders on the surface, Red, you seem to have distanced yourself from these spiders for now.
For now.
For how long?
For now.
They climb their way towards you up the hill, but are unable to make it the full distance.
And suck it, dummies!
Instead, they both shoot webs at you.
Ah, drat.
A 9 to hit.
Miss.
Ooh, and a 21.
Yeah, that'll hit.
All right. Whoosh. You are restrained by webbing.
Oh, no.
You can no longer move.
Uh-oh.
While restrained in this ice spider web, you take 1d4 cold damage at the start of every turn.
Burr?
Mm-hmm.
How do I break from being restrained?
As an action, you can make a strength check to try to burst through the webbing, or you can attack the webbing, whatever one you like.
Cool.
All right. Doran, you are directly up against another spider. It hisses and snarls and clacks its teeth at you, and then it tries to bite you. Ooh, 24 to hit you.
Yeah, that'll hit. You're just pissed because I already chopped you with my axe.
4 piercing damage. Make a constitution saving throw.
Constitution. That's going to be a 21.
Hey, yeah, you're fine.
Doran laughs.
From across the gulf of the ice chasm, the other 2 spiders approach and then shoot webs at you, Doran.
Hmm.
Yeah, no. They both miss you. Yeah, you duck and it looks cool. Mm. Next up, Kraloth. Down in the abyss, you have 3 spiders clicking their clacking mandibles.
Yeah. Kraloth sees the 3 of them surrounding him, and he doesn't even pull out his mace. He grabs his shield with both hands, and he sets himself into a strong, defiant stance, ready to block any of their attacks. And he's just going to do the dodge action and hope that they can't get through his defenses.
Perfect.
I'm sure Jack will be fine. He doesn't need your help. Don't worry about it. Doran, it's your turn. Mm. Up on the surface.
Doran has this strangely odd grin on his face as these spiders come closer to him. And he says under his breath, "Now I don't have to run so far." And he attacks the spider that already just attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using my luck die. Let's make it worth it, shall we? Oh, natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
It's going to be double my damage die, and I'm going to add one bonus to. So that's going to be 21 damage.
Wow, yeah. That's against the one that's directly beside
you. The one
you.
That I already had a few times.
Orc Splitter just cleaves right through the thing's face.
Yeah.
Spiders have faces, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I see.
Not anymore.
It's
the human
eyes.
Faces you described earlier.
Mm-hmm. I aim towards its eyes and watch as my axe splits its four eyes into oblivion. And it looks sideways and very sad. As Doran turns around and overreaching this bit of chasm that stands between mm-hmm. him and the next spider in front of him, he's going to attack this spider. He's going to use his inspiration that he had.
Hey, nice.
Ooh. Nice.
Nice.
Do it.
So that's going to be a 15 to hit.
Ooh.
You hit.
Nice. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're not wearing like pauldrons or anything. They're just spiders.
Yeah. Doing 16 points of damage.
Nice.
And he takes out the front two legs of this spider swimming in front of him.
Yeah. And the spider almost catches itself off balance, but then regains its balance.
Yeah. In that
cool,
moment.
Heroic spider way.
I guess that was my second. But you know what? I'm going to use my second wind. As the spider's trying to regain its footing after I take out its first two, I come back up with another jab. And do I hit with a 12?
No, you do not.
I miss this swing. Lucky for the spider, his stumble puts him out of my reach. Only for me to come back down with my axe and hit him with a 24.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do it.
And I land my axe into his front part of his body. I don't know what that part is called on a spider, doing 18 points of damage.
Face.
The shoulder.
The shoulder.
Spider boobs.
The spider shoulder blade.
The
awesome.
Clickery.
Yeah. Yeah, the clickery.
See, that I'm pretty sure is the coccyx or whatever I was talking about before. The joint where the leg joins the abdomen or the thorax or whatever.
Yeah, the coccyx.
You're just making it up. You're making
up
words.
It up.
It's
making
true.
It all up.
I will not stand
Doran
for it.
Doran hits the coccyx of the spider.
Doran, you swing Orc Splitter once, twice at the spider, and despite its injuries, it opens its alien mouth parts and advances on you, still thirsty for your blood.
Thank you once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Heather Nichols, Alexander Reed, Merlin, Christopher Ryan Evans, Mitchell Cadwell, Colin Burkhart, K.R., Kelly McLysot, Creature, Michelle Conn, Melanie Shen, Maggie Breeze, Stephen Lovett, Brian Blass, Lars, Gray, Bryn Marie, Daniel, Tara, Doug, Mari Kaniski, and Michael and Brianna Weber. See you soon! Woo.
At least Kraloff got all those samples.
Yeah.
I don't know what he wants to cook with it, but...
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nope.
Ooh. Cut that part out.
Snip, snip.
A little punchy today.
Fuck.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.